You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 19th day of February 2014. Normally, Jackie Vakes would join us on a Wednesday afternoon, but she and Mike Zuzulo have kindly changed slots. We'll have Jackie on Friday. That was at my request so that Jackie can report to us from the Ag Forum. She'll be there in Washington, D.C. And frankly, she's making flights today. And whether she would be in the middle of one or not, I wasn't certain, so I wanted to make sure that we got hold of somebody to talk about the marketplace. Mike Zuzulo has been traveling with me over the last couple of days, and he and I will do three events together. We were last night at the Farm Credit Illinois building in Sherman, and this morning we were in Rankin at the Lions Club, and then this evening we'll be in Belleville at the Farm Bureau building. If you are in that area or can make it there, please do come down. That's at 5:30. Mike, I know, is on a cell phone. He's in the car. Thanks, Mike, for traveling with me over the last 3 days. I do appreciate, or last couple of days, to these three events. I do appreciate that.
Great turnouts and great questions, and as usual, you're doing a great job on the road, Todd. I don't know how you keep up this pace. You must be younger than me.
Well, we must be the same age because you're keeping the same pace up, and you actually are you're doing a lot more driving than I am. because that trip to Atchison, Kansas is no short trip. But by the time we get to Belleville tonight, you would be halfway home. So that's not so bad either. Hey, so take me through some of the things you've talked to the producers in Rankin about this morning as you took a broad look at the marketplace.
I think probably the two real-time issues that are happening in the markets right now, winter wheat weather, maybe even a little bit of corn planting delay, weather talk, those things are starting to take hold a little bit in the market, in the futures market. We saw that again on Wednesday, especially for the hard red wheat. And I think, Todd, probably the reason those are taking hold is because the bigger picture market, the inflationary, deflationary bias that you and I talk about almost on a weekly basis, that continues to look better. In other words, I think the market is trying to put a little bit more inflation into the market price, whether it's because of weather, whether it's because of snow, whether it's because of whatever the fundamental reason. Commodity markets have all been doing well this week. We had another surge in natural gas up, 7, 8, 9% on Wednesday's trade at times. Heating oil up 3 to 4%. These, I think, are starting to take hold a little bit better than what they would have 2 or 3 months ago because the market's less nervous about deflation and less nervous about the emerging markets. We're not out of the woods, don't get me wrong, but I think the trend may be changing a little bit, and I want to bring that to the table for the producers out there when it comes to the upside potential in the markets as we go forward here.
Well, tell me a bit more about that. If we start out with an inflationary or some premium being built into the marketplace because of the weather, and I suppose the inflation part comes because of energy usage, not the weather itself, right, to begin with, maybe?
Yeah, right. And also, the fact that, China came in very, very quickly 2 days ago and threw, almost $220 billion into their financial system, into their monetary system in the month of January. That's 3.5 months of what we've been doing at $65 billion a month. And so these things, I think, are being noticed by the trade. How do you relate that back to the corn and bean producer? I think it goes back to 2013. If you oversimplify these markets, was one where the beans were bought, the corn was sold, because the trade was looking at the U.S. supply-demand balance sheets, and that because, in part, they were looking at the deflationary mindset and that the feed grains were not holding up as well demand-wise, especially U.S. demand-wise. Now, maybe in 2014, we should be ready for that to flip. In other words, if the inflation takes hold and we do start to see monetizing of this debt in the big-picture economy, feed grains do a little bit better than maybe the market is expecting.
Why is that the case? Is it just that the price needs to be inflated for whatever reason you can give me, or is it a demand-driven product?
It's both. The type of inflation we're talking about is monetary, but that monetary inflation does tend to increase global trade. We have the asset price of the equity market inflation in 2013. The beans were helped out by that as well. I think you hit a big point too, Todd, in that the inflationary bias is also helped out with the idea that if the corn and wheat prices are too cheap because we spread so aggressively against the feed grains on the short side of the market, the funds may just want to simply unwind that and say, what's cheap? What's too much? And this is where if it becomes a demand market, then the feed grains catch up in relation to the beans. Doesn't mean beans go straight down, but if you would lose bean demand, that would even build the case more to unwind that spread.
Okay, so we have a marketplace for corn, at least, and let me stick with that for just a second, that you say will be driven, or could be driven in part by monetary inflation, so that the price of corn just sort of goes up, but the supply and demand tables, relatively speaking, would stay the same. It represents some opportunities, I suspect. Can you tell me what producers should do to take advantage of those, and what risk might be in place because of such an action?
Yeah, this is a huge point, and thank you so much for bringing it up. You don't want to take this conversation and walk away and say, I don't need to do anything. All I'm trying to point out is that in an overvalue, undervalue mindset, and in an inflationary world that brings back commodity fund investment and turns the spreads around, you still want to lock in the floors, but you want to leave more upside open for potential move up after the March acreage report in the corn versus the beans. And this makes sense from a planting standpoint. If we would have any planting problems, or if the drought would continue to be an issue in the Western Corn Belt, it would make sense that the market would be a little bit more nervous about corn acres going to beans. And so that helps turn the beans against the corn in terms of the spread trade there too. So I'm trying to look at it from a multifaceted angle of what really turns the spread trade in 2014, because it was huge in 2013. If, like I said, oversimplifying it, you look at the market and the trade bought beans and sold corn, and you can trace that right back to looking at U.S. supply demand versus global supply demand. Why are we going up at beans right now when you're going to build 20% global ending stocks at oil seeds by the time we get to August?
Is purchasing crop insurance enough protection to protect the downside that you're talking about, or do you need to do more?
No, it never is. I think this is where if you purchase crop protection, crop insurance protection, you're really protecting your farm and your cost of production and maybe a little bit extra. But if you farm for crop insurance, you will not be farming for long, in my opinion. And I don't know a good, I mean, all the crop insurance people we've worked with this week and that you deal with and I deal with, all of them agree with that, and I just don't simply work with crop insurance people that say that's all you need to do. It'd be like a crop insurance person saying that and then a marketing person saying you don't need crop insurance. It's just, it's an apples and oranges thing.
Yeah, so what are you going to do for that part of the crop that you feel like you need to protect? And I understand you're looking to put a floor into the marketplace and then leave the upside open. I think that's what you've told me.
For corn, right.
Yeah, for corn. So what do you do with it at this point for the 2014 or new crop?
Yeah, 50% of insured bushels should be covered here because we're halfway through the month for the base average right now. And the last week of February is key because that's going to make or break our average. And this comes up against Jackie's being at the acreage report and outlook meeting on Friday. Do we continue this trend all the way into the end of the month and really build a good base price? The higher the base, the more I'm willing to go ahead and cover on paper. I want to keep my cash options open much more in the corn than the beans as 2014 develops.
Yeah, so what are you doing with the soybeans that are different?
The main thing I'm doing with the soybeans that are different is I will go ahead and recommend some cash sales once we find a top in the old crop. And I talked to the guys in Chicago today, and I said, can you get me some news on South American meal? Get me some news on the global meal market, because we're coming into March delivery at the end of next week, and that meal market could be a wild one, up or down. It could be wild.
All right. Well, we thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you tonight in Belleville.
That sounds great, Todd. Be safe.